talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is today. That was loud. Somebody had my earphones turned up there. Today's show is brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Let's check out some temperatures, and it is warm. Eric, Oklahoma, and Hollis, you're the hottest spot in the state of Oklahoma at 93 degrees, 87 at Arnett, 80 at the May Ranch, 88 at, where is that, Lahoma, 88 at Beaver, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, 91 at Lipscomb, 91 at Dozer, 91 at Odell, 91 at Goodlett. A lot of 91s out there. It's going to warm up today. Before I get to my special guest, I got a special announcement to make, and I want everybody in that district to pass the word along to all the people, if you can, that live out there, or you know some people that have land out there and are not around town or out in the country. The Thirsty Water District, which is southern Beckham County and northern Greer County around Willow mainly, are asking all folks in the district to check your faucets, your meters, your hydrants at your cow water tanks, or if you got the water tanks with the underground plumbing stuff, please go check them all. They are losing water somewhere, and they cannot locate the leak. And if you find it, please call immediately. Somebody's got a water leak out there, and they're not able to find it. So that's in the Thirsty Water District there in northern Greer County and southern Beckham, or around Willow mainly. Please, please, please go check them, because that water district there, they're borderline having enough water for everybody there as it is. So please go check all that deal. Well, I have one of my favorite guys in Washita County in the studio with me, and I promise you, Aubrey, we're not going to talk about the Cotton King. We might, but if we do, we got to throw him under the bus.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So Aubrey Latham is in here with XIT Auctions, and we're going to talk about what's happening down in Washita County, and he's got some auctions coming up this Saturday that we're going to talk about. So everybody just bear with us. How you doing, sir?
Doing great. Doing great. Hey, it's great to be with you today. Beautiful weather. Crops are looking good. You know, it's just a great day to be in Western Oklahoma.
Have you ever remember being this green this long?
Never. You know, we don't want to skip over the most important thing going on today, and that's the loss of life in South Texas, you know.
84, I think now.
I think they say it's up to 100 or more,
okay.
They say.
84 is the last I heard. Yeah, we need
prayers. Anyway, it breaks your heart. So, yeah, let's all pray for them. And that. Yeah. So we don't want to skip over. We've got a lot to talk about this morning or this afternoon, but we don't want to skip over the most important
thing. No, we got the prayer. As a matter of fact, since you said that and you're here, so hang tight with me here really quick, because I told my listeners yesterday, if I found something where we can help those folks down there, that I would share them with, just like we
Absolutely.
Do when we have fires here.
Absolutely.
Operation Barbecue Relief is now, and you can go to that. It's a website, Operation Barbecue Relief, and it's armed with a fleet of cooks, mobile pits, kitchens, volunteers. Operation Barbecue Relief delivers the healing power of barbecue to the disaster-affected communities, and they are in full force down there in Central Texas, and they're needing help. I mean, if you want to volunteer and go down there and help cook and stuff like that, it'd be a great, great thing. But you can also donate online if you want to, and all that you donate is going to go towards getting food, beef, and stuff. Or if you got beef you want to donate and can deliver it down there and it's frozen and stuff. There's a lot of people who were
right.
not they don't have a home right now.
Right, right.
Because that's once in a million year flood that they had.
Exactly. You know, I was just looking on the internet too. You know, the Cajun Navy, you heard a lot about during Katrina.
Oh,
you
yes.
know, they're in Texas too, you know.
Yep.
And I was just Googling around looking at that. There's places to donate. You know, those are all volunteers. Those are just guys like me and you that have a boat and have the smarts to operate those and the things right. to do. And so there's a place to donate if you want to give money. And like I say, we've got a lot to talk about real estate, but that's the most important thing today.
Yeah, because I keep seeing more and more pictures, and I seen that picture of that fire chief that's still missing. I don't know if they've recovered his body or recovered him, I should say. But you was talking about it this morning at the coffee shop. You had to zoom in on that picture to tell that was even a pickup that he was in.
Unreal.
It's just unreal. So, yes, unreal. Thanks for bringing that up, Aubrey. And prayers go out to the families and survivors Absolutely. Of the floods down there in Central Texas. It's just Absolutely. A bad thing.
It is.
Yep.
Well, the crops, I come up through come from Sentinel this morning up Canute Road and everything. The cotton looks absolutely fabulous. You know, we had a good wheat crop. All of our customers down in Hollis and Altus, they brought me some sweet corn from Altus yesterday.
How was it?
And man, it was really good. I was amazed how sweet it was. And they had some experts look at some of that down there. Miller Farms, I know Steve Allison, Miller Farms. They've got several acres. Jackson, Kiowa County, and you know, predicting over 200 bushel, and we're getting close. It looks good, and you know, the crops really look good. Cotton looks good start. It was a little bit of a slow start, but the cotton looks good. I know some guys are having a little trouble with peanuts and things like that, but the crops look good, you know. But hey, let me tell you about a couple of quick sales. July 15th, next Tuesday. Well, I guess that's a week from today, right?
Yeah.
Next sure Tuesday, is. 120 acres north of Sentinel, a good grass place. And then just south of it, it's an 80 acre track. They're both right on Highway 44. We'll be selling those at 1 o'clock. We'll have that out at the Activity Center at Sentinel. We'll have a little pizza at about 12:30. Come out and have some pizza, and then we'll sell those two properties. That's for the Seabolt Trust. And then we've got two homes in Sentinel there for All America Bank. So check that out. Our website is xitauctions.com, or you can call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440. But be sure and check those two farms out. Those will fit anybody. They're right on the highway. And the one on the 120 has had some cultivated before. It's in grass now. But you look those over and check it out. But check all of our
auctions. And that 80 acres is grass?
80 acres is grass also, right on the corner there. But they're both have Highway 44 frontage there. So check those out.
That'd be good. What about the houses? Anything?
The house is an older house there on the corner. It's not usable at this time. But
right.
But hey, also want to shout out to your friend and my friend, Liz Lambert. She does the New Enterpriser paper for us. Picked up one of those up at New Enterpriser. We put out 4,000 of those twice a week, and just came out. So check that out, the New Enterpriser. We have it out on Facebook. I just help. The girls do that. Martha and Liz do that, and they do a great job.
Well,
and
Liz, she says I'm the reason why she's bipolar.
Well, Liz says a lot of things on you, but it says here that FCC says that I can't say those things. Anyway, no, she's a sweetheart.
She is.
She does a good job, and I know that. But she's also our secretary. She does a lot of contracts and things for us. She's great. She's just great. She's our offsite secretary and does a wonderful job.
She goes to the auctions with you, right?
Yep. She goes to the auctions. She does just about everything. But no, we've got a good crew. So we're working on a couple of good farm equipment sales. I can't name names right now. They said they're getting their family trust all took care of, and they want to get all that done. But we're working on two great farm equipment auctions with late model John Deere equipment. They want to have those in September, October, and possibly even scoot back as far as December. But, you know, Jimmy and I were talking before we went on the air about prices on equipment. And this good used equipment, I mean, when you say good used equipment, you can go clear back into the 40 series on the John Deere's. They're bringing a phenomenal price. So if you've got anything to sell, you know, and anymore, you don't have to have a bunch of equipment to have a sale. We can put it online with our groups and put it on proxy bids. You can have one, two, three, or half a dozen pieces, whatever, and we can get those sold for you. We sell stuff all over the country, when all Canada, Mexico, you name it, we sell it all everywhere. But back to real estate, I wanted to talk right quick about our investors. You know, farmers are still buying land. That's no secret. They want, one of my neighbors, was told to me when I was a kid, that said, he said, would you be interested in a place? He said, the only farm I would be interested in is what joined me, just what joined me. So, I mean, there's a lot of real estate joins everybody.
Right,
so,
right.
So, but anyway, there is a great opportunity, you know, Oklahoma, if you'll do some research, and I'm sure you do, I'm sure you look on the internet. So Oklahoma still has the best price. If you want to call it cheap, that's fine. I like to say it's a great investment. And Tom Ivester, we've been on a couple of talk shows before. We've talked about rate of return and investment. And you know, even if you only have, as an investor, if you only have a 3% return on your money, you know, and then on top of that, after 5 to 7 years, you have a 5 to 7% increase in the value of the land. Boom, there you go. That's a great investment. So real estate, I mean, I've, over my short period of time, you know, we've never lost money on real estate ever. We had one piece that broke even when we moved from Texas, and that was it. Everything else has been up and go.
Well, the land deal, yes, it's a great investment, and you know, and you can take a piece of land and make it whatever you want, as far as a farm or a cattle ranch, or you know, not a lot of people, you know, you got your hunting places out there that people just buy just to go hunting if it's worth it and stuff, and they've helped them. I think the hunters buying hunting places have helped with the prices and stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But we definitely don't need to take anything out of production any more than we have to.
Right.
I don't know if you heard me last week. I was talking to one of my guests on here. You know, Texas is losing 4,000 acres a day for, expansion of the cities and stuff.
Right.
You know,
right.
And building stuff.
Urban expansion.
Hey, I got a question to ask you.
Okay, fire away.
I remember back in the late 60s and during the 70s and parts of the 80s, we had manufacturing in all parts of Western Oklahoma, from Hobart to Clinton.
Right.
Here in Elk City, they had the pants factory. Over at Clinton, we had the Graves manufacturer that made farm equipment.
Right.
Hobart had a couple of good deals, and I think Cordell does. What do we need to do to get some of those people back in this area?
Well, I think President Trump has done it. I think he's the tariff, you know, people, you know, outsourced everything. And, of course, metal, you know, it's not just one answer, I think, Jim.
Right.
You know, I don't think I can answer it one right. answer. But I think President Trump has done it. You know, the tariffs, it's kind of like a little light spanking. It may sting right at the first.
Right.
But when you recover from what you're doing, I think that will come back real good. I think the tariffs will change it. I noticed that either General Motors or some, I should have wrote it down. I know some company made a commitment to come back to Kentucky, as either General Motors or Ford.
Right.
And said, look, yeah, we're in. We'll follow you. We'll do what's right. But I think that's, yeah, there were lots of manufacturing. There were lots of jobs here. But I think we're on the right track. I think it'll come back.
You know, even down there around Altus, you know, because they got the air base there, and plus it's a big farming community because of the irrigation district and stuff. Seemed like there was some pretty good sized manufacturers out there west of town, if I remember right.
Right,
I was a kid,
right.
You know.
Right. You know, there was, I mean, you know, farm equipment manufacturer. I was in the Marlow Duncan area for years, you know, Big Ox Plows were down there, Twilight Bungalow Trailers. I worked for those guys. Back in the early 70s. Yeah, I worked down there, and I was a salesman down there. Yeah, I really enjoyed that. But I think it'll come back. I think we're on the right track. Hey, let's talk about real estate just for a second.
Okay.
I was just at all my auctions, and if you've ever been to one, you probably heard me say this, but, you know, when you buy a piece of real estate, not only is it a solid investment, but when you lay your head down at night, I think I say this at every sale, when you lay your head down at night and when you wake up of a morning, that real estate's going to be there.
It ain't going nowhere.
Now, the stock trailer and the pickup you bought, it may be gone.
Yeah.
But the real estate, no, seriously, it is. It's a good investment if you're thinking about it. You know, and the good part about it is, you know, FSA still has money to loan. Be sure and check with them. Had somebody ask me one day about, well, you know, the terms, how do I get settled on a, if I buy a farm at auction? It's not quite as simple as it used to be. First thing to do is call me, talk to me, and let me know what your plan is, what you need, and we'll tailor make it for you. We'll make it happen for you, whether it's private or a public auction. But now that's another thing. Contact me if you've got land to sell. I mean, the prices are up and up. We discussed that. I think I was on a talk show with Tom Ivester, like I was talking about. We talked about 10% higher at different times. It's really waving to the upside right now. If you're thinking about selling, it's a good time. Of course, always talk to your tax agent, you know, and talk to them about how to make a move and all that. But it's a good time. I mean, it's a good time to buy and sell, which really makes it great.
Right. Yeah. And it's, like you said, it's a good investment. You're buying the land is not necessarily, I'm not a tax accountant, but it's not necessarily a write-off, but it's a good investment long term. And then anything you do to improve that land is a write-off.
Everything's a deduction. Everything's a
and
deduction.
The more you do to it, the more it's worth, is,
yeah,
the way,
exactly.
I look at,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a win-win. It is. And, you know, these young guys, I mean, they say, well, it's just so hard to get in. It is. It's hard to get in and get started. But make a plan and get you, once you buy that first 80 or first 160 acres and you get on that, then you have equity. You know, you'll have some of those cows having those $2,000 calves.
Yeah.
And, you know, your money will go to multiplying everything. So, yeah, think about it. I mean, it's real estate's a great thing.
Well, I had a really good friend at an OSU extension meeting say, you know, get started, buy you an 80 or a quarter or whatever you need, and then marry into something.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Add to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, my wife, that's always a great direction to go. Great direction to go.
I didn't know that was your
deal.
She's
going to get me when I get home. But no, we were talking about when we were dating, I was talking about, she goes, and hey, I can weld. And I said, you can weld? And she goes, yeah, I can weld. I said, will you marry me?
Exactly.
She'll get me.
She'll get you. But no, yeah, land's a great investment. And just go for it.
Yeah, go for it. You know, life is short. It's like a vapor, here today and gone tomorrow. So make a run, take a run, and, you know, discuss it with your wife. And if you're single, hey, same way. We've had them, you know, come up, and we had a nurse come up to the office, and she said, hey, I'm looking for a piece of property. And it was a private guy. And we made the deal, and we got it to her. She goes, I want to make an investment. She said, I've talked to my accountant and done that. So we sell land privately too. So if you've got something to sell, you know, we love selling at auction. We can get it sold and get it done. But if you've got a place you want to sell privately, we'd love to talk to you about that. We do everything.
And you got a good customer base.
We do. We've got a great customer base. We've sold some. We're from Childers, Texas to Kansas. So we've got a great customer base. What makes that is we've got a great crew. You know, Daniel still does all the farm equipment side and everything. Liz, Martha, and everything. We've got great office staff. And of course, we use certified closing agents. So when we do go to handling your money, it's not in our bank account. Don't worry about that. I wouldn't do that. We put it right in a certified licensed closing agent for the state of Oklahoma or Texas or Kansas. That way your money's licensed and covered and bonded to do that. So we do it like a fiduciary duty, you know, do it like you would do it if it was your mom's money.
Is there a big range in land prices from Childress to Kansas?
There is a huge range of land prices. Kansas, believe it or not, look through some of those reports and everything. I was, of course, if you're not familiar with Kansas, you know, 80 bushel wheat's not an uncommon thing in Kansas. So that's kind of hard to grasp.
They got a little thicker topsoil.
Have a little thicker topsoil. There's a little cooler that it adapts. It cools off a little better at night, and it doesn't get quite as hot during the day. But no, we could talk about that here maybe a little further. But I did have a gentleman from Iowa. We were talking about a corn place versus a wheat place. Well, it's pretty simple. You can get your pencil out. 200 bushel corn at $5 is $1,000 an acre. and 30 bushel wheat at $5 a bushel is $150 an acre. So that's a big difference in value of land from Iowa or northern Kansas right. to Oklahoma. But like I say, it's still a great opportunity if you're thinking about real estate, either buying or selling. Call me. We've got investors to write checks today. I mean, we've got not one. We've got a list of people that say, hey, when you come up with something, if they don't want to go to public auction, you just call me and we're buyers.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, you said, even though Kansas land brings a lot more than Oklahoma, but you started out the show with saying Oklahoma is still a great place to buy and sell land.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you do the numbers now, especially we might get into the cattle deal here in just a second if we have time, but you know, back when a cow brought $700, I mean, I'm throwing a lot of numbers out there, but back when a cow would bring $700, the calf was bringing $300 if everything went good. So you had to sell, you know,
2.5 calves.
Yeah, there you go. Now, you know, calf brings $1,800, $1,900. I mean, let's just say $2,000.
Yeah.
You sell two calves, you can easily buy, you know, a bred cow back.
Right.
So it's just bigger numbers. It's, yeah, and everybody goes, yeah, it's bigger numbers. It's a bunch. It is. It's a lot of money. But the investment, what you're putting in, you're getting the rate of return way higher back.
Somebody just texted in, asked me, ask Aubrey if he's going to disperse his cow herd this fall.
I've been talking. I've got about eight.
Must be one of your coffee shop buddies.
It must be because I've been talking about it. Here's a funny story. I was talking to Rex Fennell. I think everybody knows Rex. But
yeah.
I told him, I said, hey, I should sell these old cows. I go home. I've got one of those old cows. Got two black bull twin bull calves. And I said, well, there went that idea. Yeah. So, but no, I should, but I don't know. I wish
I actually think that is Rex's number.
I wish I was an economist, and that way I could tell you whether to buy or sell.
I don't think you can go wrong either way right now. You know, cattle, my landlord says the cattle cycle all the time, and right now we're on supply and demand right now. That's what we're running on. The cattle's will cycle. But that board, I just looked a while ago, that board is just going
crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, I deal with a lot of cattle guys, you know, through the region from Hollis, you know, all the way up to northern Oklahoma. And I ask them, I say, man, these cattle are high. And they go, are they? You know, are they?
Are they?
Compared,
exactly.
And I'm like, well, they seem high. And they go, well, not really from what we're, you know, the way they're trading on the board.
Oh, it's Bob Graham.
Bob Graham. Yeah, the way they're trading on the board. You know, it's crazy.
Brandon and I talk every Tuesday almost, except for today he's gone. But it may be where it needs to be.
It really, you know, if you've got $100,000 pickup you're feeding with, you know, selling a $2,000 calf doesn't make, you know, that's really not too far out of line.
No, it's not. The inputs and stuff.
Yeah, fuel and insurance and all that. That's something we could talk about right quick back to real estate. Insurance, you know, that's a big deal. I mean, and all the insurance agents I talk to, you know, about these high dollar homes, you know, what it's going to take to insure those and everything. You know, it takes a minimal amount to insure 160 acres. You just want to protect yourself for liability if somebody falls down or you've got a right. custom worker and everything. So that's another upside to owning real estate is, you know, the minimal amount of insurance it takes to right. cover that. And so there's just so much, many advantages of owning real estate.
It is. And then even with cattle and that real estate, you know, cattle, it doesn't cost that much to insure your cattle against natural disasters.
Right.
It
right.
really doesn't. And, you know, we're known for maybe not so far southeast of here, but around here in north and west, you know, wildfires, you know,
right.
it doesn't cost that much, but it's just the added value to your land.
Right. And LRP, we've got some great advertisers in the new Enterpriser, you know, Gail at Cordell, and there's others that advertise with us about LRP. And I don't know the ins and outs. I've been to the meetings and it's very interesting, especially to me, it looks like to me, the stalker guys and the cattle guys that run cattle on wheat and everything, you just can't be at this, you just can't run without it.
Nope.
What's it run $35 to $60 a head, probably something like that in that range. And I went to that meeting. It makes sense. I mean, it just makes good common sense. I mean, number one, you don't want to wager more than you can lose. And so,
and if you do make a little money with that livestock protection plan, paying that insurance is a write off also.
Yep. There you go. Yeah. Every time that's like you said, you know, nearly everything you do, is a deduction, you know, nearly everything you touch.
How many farmers do you know that doesn't like to pay taxes?
Well, I like to make money, but I don't like to hand it back. Don't you? Put you that away.
I'm not selling my calves till next year. I got to hang on to that money.
Hey, be sure and check our website. It's xitauctions.com. And if you're thinking about an auction, just give me a call, 393-4440. We'll come to you. You can come to us. It's all confidential until we get it ready to go.
Yeah, and a week from today, tell everybody again what's going on a week from today.
A week from today, 120 acres just north of Sentinel, and then an 80-acre tract just north of Sentinel also. We'll sell those independently, won't put them back together. Then we've got two homes there in Sentinel, kind of starter, fixer-up homes. They're in Sentinel, they'll sell right after that.
How far are those two tracts apart from each other, by the way?
Just a mile.
Just a mile?
Just a mile, yep.
Aubrey, thanks for coming in today.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break, and I'll be right back. But today is Hay Day Tuesdays, and I have 3 pages of hay already on the block for today. So get you a big pad and a pencil out and be ready to write them down. I think people need to buy some hay now. I know there's a lot of people buying hay right now, but if we keep up this wet pattern, I think it's going to be snowy this winter.
Stack it up.
Hey, and it's a tax write-off.
There you go.
So, thanks, Aubrey.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll be right back after the Stockman's Vet Clinic break.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Get ready, Western Oklahoma. The Wild Plum Jam is back and louder than ever. Coming to Sarah on Saturday, July 19th, it's a Red Dirt Revival you won't want to miss. Live on stage, Cody Canada and the Departed. You ain't the only one. Stoney LaRue. It's Oklahoma Breakdown. You sure do got you crying. And Western Oklahoma's own Tyler Wilhelm. Yes, I'm proud of who I am. All jamming on Route 66 in Sarah. One night, one stage, and a whole lot of Red Dirt music magic under the Oklahoma sky. Hey, you're not a never-tweener. Lock in your spot now. Tickets will go fast. Get yours today at KECOFM.com. That's KECOFM.com. The 2025 Wild Plum Jam in Sarah, Oklahoma, powered by KECO. Be there.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Need fast, reliable pumping services? Call the pros at 3B Pumping Services in Elk City. They specialize in dependable pumping for all kinds of industries, keeping your operation running smoothly and on time. With years of experience and a commitment to getting the job done right, you can count on 3B to deliver. Visit them at 3200 West 20th Street in Elk City or call 580-225-4114. That's 3B Pumping Services. Efficiency you can trust, service you can rely on.
This season, Army Worm, better watch out. Because your wheat is protected by Lumavia CPL insecticide seed treatment with a unique mode of action that starts at the seed, then moves through the plant to protect it from roots to shoots for strong stand establishment and better yield potential. Army Worms, you're out of here. Learn more at Corteva.us/LumaviaCPL.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, June 30th. 1,113 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 369 brought 470. 7 at 406 brought 450. 10 at 717 brought 338. 22 at 798 brought 310. 12 at 815 brought 313. 59 at 855 brought 294. 33 at 932 brought 286. 5 head of heifers at 490 brought 370. 4 at 546 brought 322.50. 15 at 690 brought 303.50. 14 at 845 brought 273. 8 at 949 brought 263. 17 at 949 brought 257. Butcher cows were 119 to 180. Butcher bulls brought 158 to 211. Bred cows 700 to 3450. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's do a quick check on some weather out in the Texas Panhandle. Canadian, Texas, 90 degrees, heat index at 95, moderate heat risk today. Humidity's 51, dew point 69. The winds are out of southeast at 10 with wind gust up to 14. 69 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month. 81 is 8-inch soil temperature. All right, let's see what's happening with the market right now. And again, thank you, Mr. Aubrey Latham, for coming in from XIT Auctions. He's a sponsor of the show every year. Good man. Let me refresh this. Let's see here. There we go. September corn, $3.99. I figured it was going to get below the $4 mark today. Down 3.75. December, $4.15. Down 5. Soybeans for August, $10.25. Down 6. September, $10.10. Down 3. Soybean meal, August, $2.71.30. Down 90. September's $2.75.10. Down 1 buck even. Soybean oil, August, $53.93. Down 0.01 cents. Hard red winter wheat, September 524, down 3.5. December 549, down 3. Oil out of West Texas, August 68.88, up 95 cents. Natural gas down a little bit today, still good. It's over $3. August 334, looks like the NASDAQ is trading in the green, S&P slightly in the red, and also the Dow's in the red. Let's check out live cattle. This is just crazy. August lives 220.02, up 412. October's 216.85, up 390. December's 216.62, up 320. Feeders off the chart. August 318 even, up 427. September 318.02, up 450. October's 316.02, up 467. Lean hogs, August 106.67. down 42 cents. All right, let's go ahead and take another quick break. A Stockman Vet Clinic break. Come back. I'll have your weather update for North and Western Oklahoma and a brief deal from Dr. Rosalind Biggs from Oklahoma State, my favorite vet besides Taylor and the rest of them here in Elk City. See, I cover myself there. She's my favorite college vet. How's that? And talk a little bit about foot rot, because there's cases of foot rot coming up in Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle for all the rain. Be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair. And they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Mother Nature just did you a big favor. At the end of May, an Oklahoma thunderstorm dropped some very small hail on cars and trucks at Barber Dyson Ford. Those little bitty ice pellets now mean big savings for you. The damage is barely noticeable, but you'll notice the money that stays in your bank account. You may not even see what the hail did, but you'll see the savings. Take advantage of Mother Nature's Hail Changer. Very small damage and very big savings will put a big smile on your face. Barber Dyson Ford in Oak City, online at barberdysonford.net.
Hey farmers, it's Kent Watkins with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant summer cover crops. We carry the best quality cover crop seeds available. If you need ag chemicals, we can ship bigger orders straight from the warehouse to your farm with unbeatable prices. And as always, we're an authorized livestock nutrition center dealer. Call us, visit us on South Randall in Elk City, and follow us on Facebook. SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh, man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Need precision parts done right and fast? At K4T in Elk City, we specialize in CNC machining, welding, and fabrication for the oil field as well as ag industries. We're a full-service job shop built on grit, speed, and craftsmanship. Whether it's a one-off prototype or full production, we get it done right every time. Family-owned and third-generation strong, Jason and Jamie Koss treat your job like it's their own. Stop by K4T on Merritt Road in Elk City or find us on Facebook. K4T, built on family, driven by craftsmanship.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's some ag weather for northwestern Oklahoma, big town of Slapout. 91 degrees, feels like 96. Heat risk is moderate. Dew point 69, humidity's 49. The winds are light out of the east at 5 miles an hour. 63/100ths of an inch of rain so far in the last 10 days, that is. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 86 degrees. Sunset 9:02, 93 for a high today. You're going to get there. Slight chance of thunderstorms tonight, 66. Tomorrow, hot, mostly sunny, 95 degrees. And I got an update from one of my friends listening to the show. 108 people confirmed dead in 6 counties in central Texas. And that number is liable to go up. Horrible ordeal. And so, yep, count's still going up. Let's see here. I got to find Roslyn. Where's she at? Oh, and again, I'm going to remind everybody that wasn't listening to the first part of the show. If you're in the Thirsty Water District, in southern Beckham County and northern Greer County, around the Willow area, to pinpoint it down, please go check all your water hydrants, your faucets, check your meter. The best thing is check your meter, because if your meter's going haywire, there's something going on out there in the pasture. Believe me, I had that happen. I've got that call from Thirsty Water down there before, and it was bad. It was bad. So please check it out. It's hot. People need water for their house. Cattle need water. So please check it out so they don't run short on water, if you don't mind. All right. I'll do Rosalind's deal tomorrow for the foot rot. Nope. I just found it. Sorry. I had too many things going up. Foot rot is a common disease affecting cattle. The primary agent responsible for foot rot is a common bacteria of healthy skin. However, it requires an opportunity to invade deeper tissues such as the injury or wet skin. The bacterium often acts in conjunction with other bacteria. Environmental factors play a significant role in the transmission, moisture, nutrient deficiencies, and injuries from walking on abrasive surfaces can compromise skin integrity and facilitate bacterial invasion. In other words, it's getting in there and infecting that foot. Standing in pens or lots and lots heavy contaminated with mud, feces, and urine softens the skin, increases risk. High temperature and humidity can also cause the skin to become more fragile, making it more susceptible to infection. Foot rot can infect the cattle of all ages, not just cows, it's all ages, with increasing during falling wet, humid conditions. And we're still in it right now. Cows, you drive down the road, they're trying to get away from flies that we have, standing in water, and it's just one of those deals. Affected animals are extremely painful in an affected foot and may also exhibit a loss of appetite. Diagnosis starts with a thorough examination of the foot. It's important to differentiate foot rot from other conditions causing lameness. Swelling, foot rot has a lot of swelling in it, involves both claws, whereas other conditions often only involve one claw. Joint infections and ulcers, sole ulcers may be mistaken for foot rot. That's why we have vets, people. Foot rot prevention focuses on maintaining a good skin health. This includes providing a well-balanced mineral program. Make sure your cows have plenty of minerals out there. Preventing cattle from standing in wet, manure-infested areas is also crucial. And what else? A foot rot vaccine is available that may aid in prevention, but producers should consult their local veterinarian to determine the best options. I think that foot rot vaccine's a lot like a rattlesnake vaccine for dogs. It's really not vaccinating it and prevents it. It helps. It helps a lot. Just like with dogs, it gives you a little extra time to get the help you need for whatever that is, the snake bite from a rattlesnake. It doesn't prevent it. It just gives you a little extra time because time is time's important when a dog gets bit by a rattlesnake. But the same thing with foot rot. Maybe just talk to your vet. Maybe it just helps it slow it down. But if they stand in those pens long enough, it's going to come. So it's just prolonging what's coming, maybe, unless you get them out of there and get them on some dry ground. All right, get your pen and pencil ready. Heyday Tuesday is brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. It's coming up. Like I said, I've got a lot of them, and you need to write it down. If you're looking for some hay, I got different varieties on for today, for Heyday Tuesday. So we're going to take a break. I'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Night drivers want two things. All the hours you can legally get, but with set schedules so you can have a life outside of work. Canyon Oilfield gives you both. All the hours you can legally handle, but set shifts. You'll be home 90% of the time if you want. If you don't mind traveling, you'll get per diem and stay in nice hotels. Canyon Oilfield Services doesn't have any downtime because they've got 4 yards in Oklahoma and they rotate drivers through those locations. They got lots of stability and lots of work for you. Besides offering oil field pay, Canyon pays 100% of employee health insurance. They also have a 401k plan with company match, up to 3 weeks paid vacation, and they give safety bonuses. Canyon Oilfield Services is hiring night drivers in Elk City right now. They're also hiring lead mechanics. Apply online at canyonoilfield.com, then click careers. It's what drivers want. Lots of dependable hours to work, but with set schedules. At Canyon Oilfield Services, the keyword is service.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up. It's better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
Mark your calendar. July 15th, XIT Auctions will be selling 200 acres of good Ouachita County grass just north of Sentinel, Oklahoma. There's an 80-acre track and a 120-acre track, both located on Highway 44. For more information, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check the details out at xitauctions.com. Also selling two bank-owned homes, same day, same place. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mangum, Oklahoma, here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 94, feels like 102. The heat risk is very high. Dew point 72, humidity is 51. The winds are out of southeast at 9. 32/100ths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 83 degrees. Sunset at 8:54. 20% slight chance of thunderstorms today and 98 for a high. Tonight, 30% chance of thunderstorms, low of 71. Tomorrow, just hot. That's all I can tell you. 98 degrees with southeast winds 5 to 9 miles an hour. So it's going to be humid, 98. Probably going to feel like 110 out there tomorrow. So, woo, get some of that. All right, you guys ready for some hay days? All right, we got 150 round bales of wheat hay, $70 a bale. It's not rained on. It's in Hobart. Also in Hobart, same guy. 150 bales of grassy alfalfa, not rained on. $75 a bale. 580-550-015. Then we got 180 bales of Truticale for $75 a bale. And these man-sized bales, too. These are 5x6s. And 56 bales of winter peas with 3.5 wraps on it. Sweetwater, Oklahoma. 580-799-9637. We got 100 bales of wheat hay put up right between Elk City and Sayre. Nice, clean, big bales. $80 a bale, can load, 821-2838. 580-821-2838. Got more. Don't go nowhere. We got plenty of hay to sell today. We also got Horse quality, Midland, 99 small square bales put upright and stored in the barn on pallets in 21 bale bundles, $240 per bundle, $500 delivery on 10 bundles or more within 150 miles, 405-630-8710. Bundles of Midland horse quality, Midland small square bales, 405-630-8710. Got blue stem hay, round bales, $75 a bale delivered, and small square bales bundled at $8 a bale if you buy a truckload delivered, or $10 a bale if you buy small quantities. If you buy small quantities. 580-273-5475 or 405-227-6679. Large round bales for sale. I didn't get the kind on it. 580-515-7750. Also got 200 round bales. Big round bales, that is, of straw bales. $35 a piece. 580-614-1493. If you're a big gardener, I'd see if you can go buy some of these. That straw makes excellent, excellent mulch. We got some 5x6s, which is the large bales for you people over there in Delhi, of green wheat hay put up with no rain. Got alfalfa, grass mix, both net wrap. 620-845-4168. Here's some good price on some rye hay in the Elk City area. 580-799-2975. Some true to cow hay. $75 to $85 a bale. South of Sayre. 580-243-8676. We got some beardless wheat hay, 1,200 pound bales, which is really good sized bales, $80 a bale, south of Elk City here, 405-694-8313. Got some alfalfa, $170 a ton, good cow hay. Got rye, $120. A ton. They're round bales. Last year, got some sorghum mixed with peas. $120 a ton. Located around Hex and Willow and Carter in that area. 580-393-1233. All right. That's it. On that, Heyday Tuesday, brought to you by the Great Plains Bank. Alfalfa prices climb for the third straight month, according to this report. We haven't seen consecutive three-month jump in average alfalfa prices since February through April of 2023, but that changed with this latest USDA's Ag Prices report that showed another significant bump in alfalfa prices during May. The average price paid for alfalfa climbed to $191 a ton, a jump of $32 since February and $11 higher than April. How about that? The May average price was only $11 below a year ago. Typically, the highest average price each year is posted in April or May of each year. It will be interesting to see what direction prices take in the coming years. However, it's probably safe to say that the bottom of the market is in the rearview mirror, which is a good thing. The average price for grass hay also came up in May by $6 per ton to $144 a ton, which is the current high watermark for 2025. The price paid for Supreme and Premium alfalfa hay during May skyrocketed to $277 per ton, which was $25 above the previous month. And that's been April. And that's dairy cattle. Hey there, 277. Three states had double-digit month-to-month alfalfa gain. Iowa, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Six states had double-digit decline. Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, Michigan, and Illinois. But they were only down by like $10 a ton. Highest average May alfalfa hay price was reported in California, $245 a ton, followed by Pennsylvania, $240, New Mexico, Texas, and New York, $230 a ton. North Dakota had the lowest average alfalfa price at $92 a ton. That'd be worth going buying some and trucking it back down here and selling it, wouldn't you guys? South Dakota was $94 a ton, and Nebraska was $101 a ton. Keep in mind that the USDA average prices account for all quantities and bale types of hay sold. Been fun. You guys have a great day. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.